When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, just before we get started here, I want to tell you it's Amazon Prime Day. If you really want to help out Coach Unplugged, go over to www.teachhoops.com/Amazon and then just go shopping. Anything you buy on there on the next 2 days will help us keep the lights on here at Coach Unplugged. So if you're doing any Amazon Prime shopping the next 2 days, because it's Prime Days, help us out. Thank you very much. Now off to the podcast.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged, episode 403. Today, we're going to dive in and kind of show you what we offer at teachhoops.com. You know, the one-on-one coaching is one of the many things that we offer. So you're going to hear me sit down with a coach. We're going to talk about read and react and some defensive things and some tweaks that we're going to allow that coach to work on. So go over and check out teachhoops.com. I think everybody wants a mentor. Everybody wants to become better at their craft and to be able to ask people for it. You know, I know we work in a profession where there's not a lot of trust. Especially with other coaches, and I'm here to help. I'm no hidden agenda other than to help you become a better basketball coach. So, and also make sure you go over and check out Dr. Dish, the shooting machine. The technology alone, how they keep innovating blows my mind away. But make sure you go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $300 off your next purchase. All right, happy Tuesday. Here we go. Off to the podcast. All right, shoot away.
All right, so read and react offense.
Yep.
I've been looking into Rick Torbit's different layers.
Yep.
We're going to be super small next year. We're not very quick. We don't handle pressure very well. Shoot the ball. This year we probably averaged about 27%. We got a lot of shots off.
Okay. But
we do open contact here in Indiana for 4 weeks where we can meet with them 2 times a week. So we inserted the first layer yesterday, just okay. Pass and cut. I've never done it before, so.
Okay. So let me turn this down. How many layers are you thinking of doing?
Like this year, 3.
Okay. I would keep it really simple.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. So yeah, we've gotten it to the point where, so there's a couple tips I can give you, because I'm in year 3, I think, or year 4 of running this.
Okay.
So get it down to like 3 or 4 rules that you really want to do.
Right.
And get a layer, get really good at a layer before you move on to the next layer.
Right.
So hold on, I'm going to see if I have it. So that would be the first thing, is get really good at specific layers. Figure out which layers you really want to work on and that you think are important. And what I found with my guys is and you can buy that like painter's tape and stuff to put on the floor.
Right.
Because they don't always go to the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm just pulling this up so I can look at it. The spacing is definitely a problem. Okay, so that's the first thing. Then once you get the spacing down, the next thing is that they tend to do the same cuts. That's what I've noticed with my guys, is they'll do the same things.
So they're not reading it correctly, or?
What, say that again?
They're not reading it correctly. Like they're always doing a front cut rather than a back cut.
Yeah, the cut to the basket, the one you taught first, is the one they'll always fall back on.
Okay.
Because it's easy. It's like shooting threes.
They're right.
Just fall onto it because it's easy to do.
Uh-huh.
So hold on. I gotta pull this on the front of my screen so you can see it.
Okay.
So, and then I'll send it to you. So let me pull it up here. All right, so I'm going to share my computer. So I have tab issues, so just be careful here. Okay.
Hey, the screen looks the same exact way.
I have tabs. I have like two monitors at school. Okay, so I'll send this to you too, but you know, the first thing is fill the five spots.
Mm-hmm.
Rick's a genius, but my guys, it's too much to remember all those layers and all the reads.
Right.
So we simplified it down. If you're overplayed, cut back door. If you pass, you either kind of cut to the basket, except when we go from point to wing, then we do a Sussex cut, which is like a back cut.
Okay.
So if you pass from a point from like one here to two, then you can either.
Are you showing? I can't see your screen if you're showing me something.
All right, hold on. Why is that not sharing?
Like I can see all your tabs, but I can't see. It's like a black screen below the web bar.
Okay, hold on. Let me see that. Is that better?
There we go.
Okay. So I made these little cards out just to get to them.
And I saw this on the Schoology website.
Yep. So the Sussex picks and the cuts are good. Like the backdoor cut, you can call them whatever you want. You know, what do you want them to do when they pass from point to wing? And then you basically got to fill out, you know, you only want to come up with three specific things that they do. And then after you've put in layers one, two, and three, then what we do practice-wise is actually have them call out their cuts. Because they're going to do the same cut. They're going to do the same things every time. Like one's going to pass to two and they're always going to cut. They're not going to screen away. They're always going to do the kind of the same thing.
Right.
So you want them, you need some sort of cue for them to do different things each time.
Okay.
So that's the hardest part about teaching this offense is, you know, the pass will go here and they'll automatically basket cut every time. Well, if the defense knows you're going to do the same thing every time, it's
right.
They're not reading and reacting. They're just basically running a structured offense.
Right.
And then what I like to do is I like to work on specific things. Like we're going to work on our screening. We're going to work on our back cuts. We're going to work on, we really don't set a lot of ball screens and read and react, but we'll set some once in a while. So we'll do like 2-on-2, 3-on-3 to break those things down.
Okay.
Before we come back into the 5-on-5.
Right.
So filling the spots is the biggest one. Doing the same cuts is the biggest one. And then how you want to specifically break it down. So you're going to spend another day on the first layer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would do that. I would just keep working on it. We'll do something where we'll only basket cut too. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
We use that as almost as our delay, where every time you pass, you basket cut because they got to protect the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So keep working on that. And then once you get to layer two or whatever your next layer is going to be, if it's going to be screen away, if it's going to be, you know, whatever it's the next layer and that is going to be, then spacing. Will you dribble? Because he doesn't really dribble on it. Do you have anything on dribbling?
we were going to dribble into it. So we have a little bit of a weave action that we do where if we pass it to the wing, the opposite wing will cut and the passer goes and sets a screen on the opposite corner.
Okay.
They pop up. So if the wing can't get open, we'll dribble into it. And so I was going to do the same thing. If you're going to dribble at somebody, that person has to cut back.
They have to back cut. Yep. If someone dribbles at you, it's an automatic for us that you basket cut. But then I'm just thinking if you want to get to the free throw line.
Yeah, like a dribble drive almost.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I like to tweak. I like to use the little things from everything. But I like there's times where I like to get that ball in the wing and we'll set a double. We'll do a Sussex. Our Sussex is our double screen away.
Right.
So you go back to that. If I go back to that screen. And
I saw that.
Yeah, so when one passes here, then we'll get two and three actually screening away so we can get an isolation here.
Okay. Now is that just a decision that your kids make on their own or do you call that out?
We'll do that as an initial. And the thing is with some groups it just depends on our groups. If we've got a group that we can keep this open and they can dribble attack, then we want to leave this space open for them to do it.
Mhm.
So we'll make a, you know, in this group, when it was a point to a wing, it was a Sussex picks and cuts, which means one and three would both go and screen for five, which would leave two and four alone over here where we could, you know, maybe do a ball screen. We could dribble attack. Mm-hmm. And then once in a while, we would teach our one to not necessarily go and just slip. Like,
okay.
So rather than going and screening, they'd slip automatically.
Right.
Because they'll start cheating on this.
Right.
Keep setting the double screen. So every third time we'll say, hey, you got to slip. You got to slip.
Okay.
And you'll get a layup.
Okay. So,
but the what I love about Read and React is spacing, but there's really no way to get people off the dribble.
Right.
And if you've been watching the NCAAs, you know, rebounding is one thing I've noticed in the NCAAs.
But
they all attack too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to get to the free throw line. If you don't have a post, I'm assuming you don't have a post that you're having to deal with.
I mean, we've got a girl that's about 5'8", but she's not a solid post player.
Right. So you're basically, it's five out. So that means the way you stop runs is you want to be able to get to the free throw line, right?
Yeah.
So the way you're going to get to the free throw line is you're going to get it off the dribble.
Right.
You got to figure out how you want to do that. If it's a double screen away, if it's a ball screen and a slip or something like that, where they just keep going around that corner. Does that make sense?
Yeah. My kids having to make decisions are not very good at it. The 24
and the thing turnovers. It's interesting. So it is called read and react, which is hard because they have to read and react.
Right.
So whenever we always tell whenever the boy or the girl turns their heads, you got to cut to the basket because they've lost you for a second.
Right.
Hey coach, hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. I would ask pretty please go and leave a review. We really do appreciate those. I guess I could go pretty please go join teachhoops.com, become a better basketball coach. Resources, like I've said in previous ones, you know, you go spend half $500 on a clinic, or you go buy a video or do something like that. You could go spend just $29.99 and have thousands of videos and thousands of things on there to make you a better basketball coach. So go over and check it out. Two other things. If you want to check us, our YouTube channel, Teach Hoops, just type that in two separate words. And our Amazon link down below. Click on that anytime you purchase. If you bookmark it, you won't even notice it's there, but we get a small little commission. And it does help us pay for the hosting fees and stuff. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
So that's going to be a film thing that you're going to want to show them that. Mm-hmm. But I don't care if they know we're only doing, like, we'll come down and we'll call blue and we'll only do slips. Or we'll do green and we'll only do screen away.
Okay.
I don't care if the other team knows what if we're only doing one thing. But we're not doing that every time down the court. It's like a hitter for read and react for us.
Yeah.
So that's what you got. I get you. Trust me, my guys are the exact same way. It's like they don't read it. Like I don't know. It's they get robotic. If you watch if you watch film on us, it's like they're making the same cuts over and over. And it's like, well, you're easy to defend then.
Right. My kids would be the same way.
So it's you got to try to get them out of that robotic thing, and it's harder than you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hardest part about this offense is they always do the basket cut. They always go away like they're going to screen and they slip. They're always doing the same thing. So that's where that verbal part is really good. I found that out about halfway through this season. It says I just, during practice, they had to call out everything they were doing, like slip, screen, cut, all that. So it made them think when they were doing it. Shoot, I just said cut three times.
Okay, that makes sense.
I can't do it again. I got to do something else. I got to screen. I got, you know. I said, I don't care if the defense knows it. We're not going to do this in a game probably, but
you know. Right. Okay.
All right, what else?
We're small and are thinking about doing a 1-3-1.
I'm going to stop you right there. If you're small, I want to do a 1-3-1.
No?
No. Because I love the 1-3-1. Trust me. I love the 1-3-1. But every team, both girls in our state, you got to be long or it's too easy to pass. There's too many gaps in a 1-3-1.
Okay.
So were you doing that to trap? Were you doing that to...
Yeah, I was going to do a little bit to trap.
Okay, so what I would do is if you're not, I would do a run and jump. I would do something else to try to turn people over. The drops in a 1-3-1 are easy, but it's hard to rebound if you're not big because you're so spread out. And then it's hard. It's easier for them to make that pass because you don't have the length to be able to make them, because the zone needs time to rotate.
Right.
A 1-3-1. So if you're not long and they're not having to lob it at all and they can make straight line passes, it's a really hard zone. It can be done, but I would discourage it. I would look at like maybe playing with a run and jump. And then again, that will make them read and react a little bit, like, you know, talk about angles, come at them, try to use your speed to get teams sped up.
Right.
Because if you're small, you're going to want more. You're not going to want to be a half court game. You want more of a full court game, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
we're not a very good pressing team. We are very good in half court defense. Okay. But when you extend us past half court, we're just not great.
Okay. So, and you're a man, basically man normally?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about pushing sideline and trapping base? It's keeping them on the sideline. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
Okay. So let me show you that real quick. This will be interesting because I don't have my thing set up, but I'll try. Okay. Can you see that?
Yep.
Okay. So what we do is basically if the ball is here, we keep them on this. We're trying to trap here on the bottom corner, right? So we basically, if I'm defending that X, I'm here. And then if the other X is here, on offense, I messed this up. But anyway, so this person has the gap. We keep them on the side. We're literally like sideways like this and saying, go to the side, go to the side. And then this person, the key is this person has to gap it because then they'll make this pass right here.
Right.
And then we push baseline. So if your girls are really good at defense, we want to trap here because then we'll get the rotation over, you get the drop down, and they're in this really bad spot to make passes.
So you're only trapping on the baseline.
I am, and I'm funneling. So once the ball's on this side of the court, I'm keeping him over here. Okay. I'm literally saying, go ahead, drive baseline. Because baseline's like the candy store at Disney World. Like they all want to walk into it. No, I'm just, they just want to drive baseline. Go, well, good. We're funneling you to baseline, and then we're going to trap. This only works if your team's really good at the second rotation. You know what I mean? Because this person's going to come over and trap with this one. And then we got to get the drop down to get the steal. And then I don't care if they skip all the way up here, but that's a really hard pass.
Right.
And what's the pass that kills you is that they can't make the pass over here because of the backboard. And it's just there's exceptions to that. Some kids are good enough to jump out of bounds.
We don't have good drift passers, so we have to worry about
it. Yeah, that's like NBA kind of stuff. So what I'm saying is this, you don't have to worry about this. So where is this person going to try to – there's nowhere for them to pass.
Right.
So it's a relatively safe trap, but it's a good trap for – for teams that are good at rotations.
Okay.
If you're thinking of like a run and jump, you can do that in the half court too, where, you know, maybe a trap here and then you just, you come, as soon as they pick the ball up, you come and then you take, I'm always talking to my guys about the three, you know, you basically take these three lanes away.
Right.
And then you make them skip. Well, that skip, if you're good enough in rotations, is going to get stolen.
Yeah.
This is dangerous though.
Yeah.
The other ones aren't as dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this baseline one is not that dangerous.
Right.
Because what's the worst case is they're going to skip it over. Well, then now the ball's over here with this one. I'm just going to keep them on the side again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would fit. It sounds like that would fit your personnel better than a 1-3-1.
Okay.
If you had a couple long girls, 5'8", 5'9" girls, then I'd say, yeah, we can put them on the wings. We can make them have to skip over. But if you don't,
right,
that would just scare me.
Yeah.
I've tried it too with guys and it's like, God, if I don't have like 6'4", 6'5" wings, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know that I have any other questions.
Okay. So, can you score?
Well, at 27%,
okay,
we're not great at scoring. I mean, like I said, we execute really well and get 48 shots a game up, which for girls, that's a lot of shots.
Yep. So that the reason I asked the question is, yeah, I'm kind of grabbing data from, I'm a math teacher, so I'm grabbing data from you real quick if I can. I would try to spend a lot of time on out of bounds plays. On things that you can, like, if you're telling me they execute well, great. So then we're going to have these three out-of-bounds plays, or you're going to – YouTube's got thousands of them. You just watch the NCAAs, you'll get a couple. I already got a couple down that look really good. But then find a couple that are going to be good for your girls, getting them shots where they need to get shots close to the basket, attacking, whatever. Because you got to figure out, okay, you need 40, 50 points a game. I got to get 10 from the free throw line, but I got to get 10 on out of bounds plays.
Right.
Because teams like that I've had long time ago, mm-hmm. I literally was like trying to scrape up points. Like I need a couple turnover points. And we used to spend, no lie, 10, 15 minutes on out of bounds plays because we had to execute them so well
that
we could score.
Right.
So I think that's something maybe in this open window, you pick a couple and you go, you try them. You know, you send part of the girls down here and you take five and you say, we're going to do this and then see how it looks. But I would try that trapping thing too, as long as you're in a live period and just see how it looks. If it doesn't work well, then we can come back and talk about something else. Maybe okay. Like 3-2, but if they're good at man, I think it will work.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. Anything else? Right.
No, I don't think so. Thanks, coach.
Okay. No problem. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. I would ask that you stop running. You call home, and you go, honey, I need to join teachhoops.com. I need to become a better basketball coach. This Coach Collins knows what he's talking about. He's experienced it all. He can help me take my coaching game to the next level. I hope I can. I think I can. Go over and check it out. Subscribe and like. Make sure you go over also and check our YouTube channel out, Teach Hoops on YouTube. Hundreds of videos, thousands of videos. I think we're over thousands of videos now. Go over and check that out. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you're going to do any shopping tonight, click on our Amazon link down below and then go shopping. You won't even notice it. It doesn't cost you anything. And we get a small little affiliate. Helps us with our hosting fees. Talk to you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.